The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
A little something different. I'm madly insanely desperately in love with you, and nothing will ever distract me from loving you. I'm in love with you. Everybody walked away. You love me unconditionally. That's why I will forever give you the praise. Oh God, I'm love you for the rest of my days. God, I'm madly, insanely, desperately in love with you, and nothing will ever distract me from loving you. I'm in love with you.
I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been locked to wake up, cause we both know that His mercy flows in upon me.
No, I'm serious.
Father God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, first of all, we want to thank you for your goodness, for your kindness and your mercy. And I want to ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. Everybody I've sinned against, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask you to forgive me this morning. Lord God, your word says that repentance means change. So this morning, I repent for all my sins. I acknowledge the fact that I see change. Some of it I don't understand, but I see it nevertheless. I do bind Satan this morning. I bind witchcraft this morning. I bind identity theft this morning. And I bind spiritual and natural identity theft this morning. In the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, as some of you know, probably most of you know, I'm on Spreaker. But you know what I didn't know this morning? As I was kind of like signing in here, Blog Talk Radio has a brand new look. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it looks pretty good to me. Got a big old Yeti mic up there, and it's now a reddish color. It's a nice kind of cranberry red color. The Blog Talk. I said to you, I said, things are changing. I said, I've been telling you this. And I've been saying, don't miss the day of your visitation. Well, I was busy. And I've been so busy getting messages from God and writing everything that I didn't even have time to see what was happening on the internet, because I'm not a real internet. I'm a novice for sure. But by me having to upload some information for Spreaker, I had to go and look at my own work here, and I had to become aware of how many podcasts I have out here. And you know I have a problem with hackers. Well, now I understand why. As I had to do this, brothers and sisters, I found out I have work all over this internet that I've never done. My podcasts are all over the place. And I had no idea, really. not only are they all over the place, but there's some lady named Erica Johnson. As best we can find out, I don't know who it is, but whoever she is, she has every podcast that I have almost ever done or that's been available on a, I guess she is a subscriber, but she has all my podcasts on the on this YouTube channel. And then I look and see other ministers have, ministers that say they don't even like me have my different podcasts on their channels. So all of a sudden, yesterday, I see my name all over the place. Excuse me. I had no idea. I had absolutely, positively no idea. Then I thank God for Shannon, because every podcast that I've ever done just about on Omega Man is up there. And I'm all over the place. And like I said, it from me saying I didn't set out to do this, you would think that I did, but I didn't. I'm as amazed as anybody else. I went to look to other sources because I didn't like the things that were happening on the Blog Talk. And they have been happening, you know, over years. So, those of you that are not a subscriber, my real channel is Tedline.tv. Tedline.tv. I want you to go to my channel and subscribe to my YouTube, because it appears that a lot of people are going to these other people's channels and downloading my podcast. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I haven't. I don't even know why, because I don't understand the internet. I don't know how it works. I don't know how YouTube works. I just know I needed a method to be able to get these messages out. So today I'm going to rethink. I'm going to rethink how to do this and how to be more effective. I clicked OK to embed my messages because it was OK, because I just never thought that, truthfully, I never thought, other than the people that I minister to, I never thought this many people would be interested in the things that God were giving me. I know He's given them to me for the body and to put them out there. That's why I did. But I don't think I want other people monetizing off of that's like pimping. And I never liked that. I don't even like network marketing, because I feel like you taking advantage of your friends and you taking advantage of people. So you cannot imagine how surprised I am. So then I went into the statistics www.tedline.com. And I see that between 10 and 11,000 people a month are downloading my podcast. And this has been consistent. It started, let me tell you how it started. It started with one person. It started with one person downloading the podcast. And now it is up to consistently between 10 and 11,000 a month. And no wonder different people I know have been calling me up, talking to me about, selling my books and ghostwriting for me and stuff like that. I had absolutely, positively no idea until right now as I'm talking to you about it. But I'm not certain what I need to do about it yet. That'll come a little bit later after I talk to somebody. I got to talk to somebody and find out what's really going on. I don't know. I don't have a clue. But nobody's done me any harm. That I know of, other than the people who tried to hijack my PayPal. They tried to hijack PayPal account. And so I had to talk to PayPal to shut that down for a minute. Okay? Just for a minute. And they did. I just didn't talk about it. That's already taken care of. This is the same thing that happened to me when I was buying those houses to help poor people. And then I looked up one day and I had sold 1 million worth of houses. And then I sold 2 million and then 3 million back here, not so long ago. But I gave all the money to the poor people that got the houses. Okay. And some of them I gave houses to. So I don't know how this happened other than Shannon helped me by promoting my ministry. And everything he would tell me to do, I didn't do it. And that's just because I didn't know. You see, when you know better, you do better. I don't know, but I can assure you this one thing. Over this weekend, I'm going to have books piled up, and I'm going to learn about getting, I'm going to learn about podcasting for real. And I have not been a major podcaster out here because I just didn't see myself. I got a message, and I'm trying to get my message to as many people as I can. That's my objective. But it looks like God has sent me some angelic help that I ain't know anything about. All you angels, keep on working. Truly, it is turning out to be a blessing for me in ways, you couldn't even imagine. On YouTube, I only have like 43 subscribers to my channel, but I got, listen to this thing, because I have over 70,000 hours, that people have spent on my channel. 70,000 hours, it doesn't even equate. So the people who have been spending time on my channel have been listening to the messages completely. They say I have a 100% completion rate. As I'm trying to understand these statistics, and meaning that pretty much everybody that goes to my channel actually listens to the whole thing. So I'm in a lot better position than I ever thought possible. But now it's time for me to really get serious with this, because it was the sovereign will of God that got me to wherever I'm at right now. I don't even know how to equate it. I got about over 200 plus requests for friends, almost 300. But I thought, because I walk so deep in the spiritual realm, and because I have to fight witches and stuff, I don't let just anybody, I don't befriend people. Not that I don't have a whole list. And so I'm telling you this morning, if you one of those people that friend me on Facebook, I love you. I can't befriend you because I don't want to have to do unnecessary spiritual warfare right now. Because I'm still receiving from God, and I'm still, right now I got about maybe 121 books finished. 21 books and booklets. And every subject came from God to me to write it in a booklet. I copyright some stuff. That's the stuff that I haven't put out there yet. But I got to find out, brothers and sisters, exactly what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing other than just getting these messages and preaching them, teaching them, Cass. And what happened is that I found out about Spreaker from Blog Talk, but I had already found out about it from a friend of mine. And then I find out that Blog Talk and Spreaker kind of came to some kind of agreement. That was so that the people that have like Alexa, Amazon, well, the TED line is on Alexa, and the TED line is on the Google Voice, and the TED line is on the Amazon is Alexa. And it's on another one, Echo. So in my ignorance, God, he knows I couldn't afford no marketing director, even although I have a degree undergraduate in it myself. Yeah, I do. Nobody ever asked me what my undergraduate degree was in. But I couldn't use it because I promised God that I wasn't going to use the things I use in the world with the devil. I wasn't going to use that in his kingdom. And I told you, I mistakenly, through ignorance, made a poverty vow to God when I became a missionary. So I'm just now redoing that, some of that stuff, because I'm finding out it's okay. It's okay. That's why when I made the money, I just gave it all away. I think it was a test. But anyway, my plans were to, and they still are, by the way, to set up the broadcast for my brothers and sisters in the Lord that speak their languages other than English. So I'm still going forward with the Russian, Arabic, Spanish, Greek, Filipino, and Aramaic. And I'm working on getting those things accomplished now that I have the avenue with which to do that. I've got some promises that I have to keep. And now I can do it in a spirit of excellence. And so I want to thank all those people. I don't know if they knew they were helping me. I don't even know what the purpose was, because I'm getting hacked so much. And I told you about the people that stole my business plan that I had. I had a business plan where, because deliverance ministers always come up short in the money area. And deliverance ministers are the last people to be blessed. And the person that we could thank for that is Satan. He don't want nothing to prosper. That's going to tear his kingdom down. So, excuse me. So, ever since I got back from New Jersey, I've been diligently working and praying and launching this new platform. Like I told you, the apps, iOS apps, the iOS app is ready, and the Android app will be ready by Monday. It took a little longer because everything with the Android app had to be done manually. And you know what? This ministry is on par with the best. And that's because I believe that God requires a spirit of excellence from all of us. And even when it was just myself and four, I try to do everything within that spirit of excellence. I didn't even realize the way God was feeding me, because I'm just assuming that everybody else is praying and staying steadfast. I got people all over, duplicating these messages. And that's great, because Jesus said, go ye into all the nations, teaching them as I have taught you. That's what it's about. That's why I love teachers so much. And so yesterday, I actually had to, and I've been torn because, like I say, I don't have the proper help that I need. I don't have it. So I have to wear about 14 different hats myself. That doesn't mean that other people here aren't doing what they do. Because if you go to, if you go to tedline.com this morning, you're going to see a whole new face on the website. The animations you see, all those were done by Jose. The archive of every podcast I've ever done was done by Reggie. And so when I asked her, looking for anything, because Spreaker said I had to have five casts, and the people who make the app had to have so many. And we're gonna be on iHeartRadio too. iHeartRadio. is picking us up on Monday. iHeart, yeah, that's the name of it. And we have archived every podcast. That's when it really hit me. I got 1,000 podcasts. Now, that might not seem like many to you, but that's 1,000 messages that I've gotten from God and that I have preached or taught or whatever. 1,000, over 1,000 different deliverances. That's what I'm trying to say. It's an old song. And then I realized why I was tired. And then it like hit me. Wait a minute. Not to mention all the people who come here, all the people I minister to over the phone. I had to stop and just see where I'm at. Because I was just doing the work, brothers and sisters. That's all you got to do. Do the work. God handle everything else. In the meantime, on top of that, I ran into a major, 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 major problem. I don't talk about my problems because I talk to the people who could solve them, and that's Jesus. I ran into a major problem when I stepped out to buy the church, and I ran into a major, major problem with the 100 acres. All I'm trying to do is serve God. And then all of a sudden, it seems like we know it's a spiritual battle. But you know what? What's worse than a spiritual battle is a spiritual distraction and spiritual chaos and confusion. Because the enemy sends confusion and chaos to distract you from your mission. He sends problems. Then I didn't talk about it, and I got sued. Yep. But that's okay, because everything that happened to me happened because I was either not operating at peak capacity, because I didn't see myself that way. I know that I should have had better legal advice, but I just kept saying, God, just one more day. Just one more day. Just let me make it one more day. That's what me and my husband pray every day. Just one more day. Just one more day. And you know what? What's worse than the devil uses? He uses pressure. He puts pressure on you from 18 different directions at the same time. That's what witches do. So all the witchcraft attacks and all those things, I don't complain about that stuff. I just handle it. Just handle it. And I'm learning even more so. Put God first. Keep him in it. And just follow his lead. I can't go wrong. I can make some wrong moves, but even in my wrong moves, he's right there to anchor me and bring me over. That scripture that says, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, is so true. And every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment, we shall condemn it. That is very true. That is very true. Scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is very true. It's very true. The scripture that says, if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? You know what I found out? Just serving God. I found out how the Antichrist works. I mean, I found out for real how the Antichrist works. And a bunch of other spirits too. And I got a message. I don't know if you've been on my website, but I got a message for Kanye West. And I put it out there the other day. And I said, if anybody know Kanye West, please tell him I said this. You are under witchcraft attack. You have been attacked. Kanye West has been attacked by spiritual witchcraft. And when did I do that? I did that after. Have you all heard Snoop Dogg's song after his conversion about how his grandmother had told him when he was a little boy he was going to be a preacher? Snoop Dogg got a song with Rance Allen. And he talks about my granny. My granny told me. It's a nice song. If I had time to pull it up, I would play it for you. Brothers and sisters, I have been hit, kicked, dogged, lied on. So what I did, if you go to TedLine.com, you will see that I finally put the stuff up there for when I was hit by the witches and all that. I put that up there. It seems like when I brought Kay Tolman, the SRA victim, on Shannon's show, she took that, put it on her website, and she been recruiting all kind of people through that medium. When I asked her to be on Shannon's show with me, for a while it looks like when Judy Ann Clifton and I did the Jezebel thing, she was recruiting from that. After all that stuff, look, serving God is the best thing you could ever do. When you just do what God tells you to do, He will be working on your behalf in the background. And, a lot of people say, I can't remember who said it, say, I keep my friends close to me, but my enemies closer. That's what I used to do when I used to go into towns and hold big meetings. And the witches would come in. That's in the back of that book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You. When I got challenged by these witches it wasn't Fresno, it began with an M. Mendocino, California. And I put the witches on the front row because they had told me that if I couldn't help them, I'm prepared to die. That's what they told me. Because everybody else that had tried to help them, that they had more power than them. So power's against the preachers. And they ruined their lives. And a couple of them died. That's legal murder. Witchcraft is legal murder. Because when somebody kills somebody with witchcraft, nobody ever knows who did it. It's usually just written off like a natural death. heart attack, stroke, blood pressure raising up through the roof. That's how they kill you with witchcraft. Or they make you have an accident. Continuous car wreck. I mean, better watch out. You need to look into those things. Continuous walking into walls and falling. You need to check that stuff out. You need to check that stuff out and find out. A witch called here the other day. But see, now, I choose the battles I want to fight. I don't let nobody choose me. And I'm so happy because Shannon sends me a text. Have you ever seen this person? Watch out for this person. Google this name because they are a suspected serial killer. And they are wanted for questioning and using 20-something different aliases and going to graveyards and taking people's name and then assuming that alias. I looked at what Shannon said, and I said, to God be the glory. Because I can remember when the person rolled up here on a big old Harley Davidson. Oh, yeah, the person wanted for grand theft auto and fraud and all kind of stuff. I said, the Lord said to me, don't let them in your house. And they got so mad, they revved up their engine on the Harley and burned rubber, doing a wheelie, getting out of here. Now they on Google, a suspected female serial killer. Don't tell me God won't protect you. Everybody can't come here. Everybody can't. Another witch. This I'm talking about what's happening this week. Now, certain people, I tell them, I say, send me an offering and let me pray about if the Lord wants me to minister to you. I'm trying to separate now the real from the unreal. So this lady sent an offering. I didn't touch it. It sat right there. Then she called me up with all kind of crazy stuff, tried to transfer on. Because, see, what they want to do, witches love power. And you know what? Witches know when you authentic. And they know when your ministry is authentic. They want the anointing. That converts to power for them. And that converts to reward for them. So this person sent me this email. And the other thing, I'm just kind of tired of dealing with hackers, you know. I've been through the mill with them hackers. Witches hacking me. Satan is hacking me. What they hacking me for, brothers and sisters? My messages and my words that I'm getting from God so they could try to pervert them. They ain't getting nothing from God. They ain't gonna mess with you if you're not, unless you're authentic. They ain't gonna mess with you. They're not going to mess with you. And so I'm sure that's why, you know, some of you probably thought, you know, Sister Erica, she must be kind of out. I'm way out there in Christ. I'm way out there. Way. Way. And I ain't coming back. That's a beautiful thing. You know why I help people too? Because all these years, if I wasn't rooted and grounded in God, I think maybe rejection and all bunch of stuff would have taken me out. But I really am a soldier. And I really learned about discipline. I learned about command. And I learned about honor, loyalty, and respect. Those are the things I learned in the United States Army. And so for somebody to come to me and talk about me being under them, number one, I got to respect you. I got to honor you. I got to see the fruit of Jesus. I'm easy to get along with, easy, because I respect and understand the chain of command. Example, I would never, ever, 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 ever say anything bad about President Trump. It doesn't matter whether I like him or it doesn't matter whether I don't like him. He's the president. and he's the commander in chief. So I understand that. To treat him like that. No personal nothing. That's who he is. That's how it works. And that's it. Until we get another commander in chief. And it'll be the same thing. If you take care of, remember I kept telling you that. If you have given into this ministry, you're about to reap a super harvest. If you have given by faith, 26, 36, or 46, I'm not joking. When I say God say something, he done said it. And you know who he's looking to be the first partaker? Me. He says it to me to see if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to comply. Because the scriptures say, if first there be a what? Willing mind. A willing mind. And I've always had a willing mind. That ain't nothing new. And I've always known the scripture said, you're going to have to stand. And having done all else, still stand. But this is the first time in 30-something years that I can say I got some people standing with me. I'm so responsible. You don't know how responsible I am. I'm so responsible that I pray for you every day. I pray for your family every day. I pray for your kids. I pray for your job. I pray for your livelihood. I pray for your destiny. Because I'm responsible to God. And that's what he called me to do. Some of you, this is my daily message. God, I don't understand why they ain't getting it. God, whatever it is, would you reveal it? So I can get on this deadline and tell them and show them. I don't mind showing them. That's what I tell God every day. And then every day I get hit. I don't get hit every day. Almost every day. Because almost every day I talk to somebody with some demons that I ain't never seen before. Meaning that person. Because see, nobody has duplicate demons. Do you know that? Nobody has the same demons. Nobody has the same kind of demons. Why? Because we are all fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of all uniquely created by God. And we might have a DNA profile, but we more than an even DNA profile. Don't nobody know you like Jesus. And you know what? Jesus. That's why I watch what I say. I watch what I do because Jesus can send your mail somebody else if you keep missing your own mail so they can read it to you if he really wants you to get it. You're going to get it. So what am I trying to tell you this morning, Taylor? I'm trying to tell you this. God has used some people. I don't know why or how, but they got my messages all over this YouTube. They got them next to people that I never told y'all that when I was a missionary, me and my husband, and we didn't have anywhere to work from. And you know who half of an office we shared? Derek Prince. Time when he was dying. Me and my husband shared an office with Derek Prince it was his office and it was his people and it was his books and information and stuff in this office. That would have been in Miramar. Every step of my life, God has led it. Well, what happened there, you say? Hurricane Rita wiped it out. Hurricane Rita. First time in my life ever lived through a hurricane. You see, that's why no matter what people say, it doesn't matter to me. Because I'm dead and buried in Christ Jesus and been that way a long time. How did I start out on this journey? All I wanted to know was, how did I have all those demons? How did I have a legion? A legion! How did I have 2,000 demons living in me? Over 2,000. And me not know it. And I wanted to make sure that nobody had to go through what I went through. 1,000 demons living in me. And I'm going around here in the beer business and the whiskey business, a success. Being promoted to the top. And then when I got delivered, I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed that having been an executive in the beer business, an executive in the whiskey business, that I had ruined so many people's lives. And I wanted to make it up to them. That's how great my repentance was. When them demons came out of me, I wanted to make it up to all those people whose husbands and wives were in those bars and in those clubs and in those parties and in those things that I was directly responsible for. Having been a marketing director and a brand manager, I had a lot to repent for. And you know what? It feels so good because I'm still doing it. When I dedicated my life to God, I meant it. And I've been walking it out ever since. That's how I know you can do it. I'm a living witness you can do it. A witness to what? The power and the love of God. When you decide you wanna serve him and that you're going to serve him but nothing. I know a lot of these guys from a long time ago. When I used to go to them, I used to ask them to help me and they used to turn me down. They used to tell me, well, you sit up under me. And after you sit up under me for a while, I'll decide what you're going to do. And I'm thinking, man, I've been to Vietnam. You ever been to Vietnam? And then they tell me, no, I ain't never been in the military. And I thought, my next question to them, were you a drab dodger? Or were you a coward? Because during that time, they had to draft. Everybody went. Or they ran over to Canada because they decided they didn't want to fight. God is a great God. And he keeps revealing himself to me. And he keeps wanting to reveal himself to you more and more and more and more and more. Because you love him. You don't have to love him up front. You just have to try to want to learn to love him. He'll do the rest. He'll teach you how to love himself. He will teach you everything you need to know about himself. The question is, what is the condition of your heart? What is your intent? What is your intent? Is your intent, you know, brothers and sisters, nobody ever asked me, so I never really told, but the people around here, my greatest hero in the Lord, greatest hero to me was the person that I saw with my own two eyes. Win millions to Christ and still stood, was able to still stand without a spot, without a blinkle, without a spot, without a blemish or a wrinkle. as far as anybody knows. When I would sit in Billy Graham crusades and I would just watch all those people come down the altar, I said, God, what does that man have that makes him so effective in winning souls? I used to watch Jimmy Swaggart before he went crazy. He had led more people to the Lord than Billy Graham. Because the people I admired. And then I learned about the soul-saving ministry. You can't just save the flesh. And I realized then that Billy Graham would turn them over to other pastors to do the discipling work and to finish it off. But his job was to lead them to Christ. My job, brothers and sisters, is to reconnect them to Christ, clean them up, and move on. So that's why this ministry is a little bit different. And that's why I don't mind being different, because I've been different all my life. All my life, I seem to have marched to a different drum beat. And now I'm getting down to the close of it. I just felt like it would be a shame to die and not pass on all that I know, all that I've accomplished, all that I understand. That was my intent. And with that intent right there began a whole fresh new download from God. Glad you made that decision, Erica, because now I'm going to bring you up to this generation, and I'm going to, because you know what? I don't talk about it. I know I'm a forerunner. I know that. And for some people, I'm a last chance. I just thought I'd have a little chat with you this morning. I just thought I'd let you know what's happening. I'm not behind. I'm not running behind anybody but Jesus. I'm in competition with nobody for nothing, because I learned a long time ago what God got for you, God got for you. Can't nobody steal it. Can't nobody do nothing with it, because it's for you. But the sad thing, the very sad thing, is some of you going to miss him in the day of your visitation. You want God to work for you. You want God to have his people working with you. Because you see, brothers and sisters, it's only one body. It's only one Holy Spirit. Somebody going to be a blade of a hair. And somebody going to be the shaft that the string of hair connects to the skull or the whole body. The whole body have hair on it. Somebody going to be the skin. Somebody going to be the dermis and the epidermis. Somebody going to be the cell. One body, fitly joined together. And one thing you can be absolutely, totally sure of, God got a body of Christ. God's going to have a church inside of a church as long as God's got a people. And God's going to have a people that goes from generation to generation to generation. Some going to be lost in the former generation because they're just not monitoring and just not moving when God is instructing them to move. You see, when God instructs you to move, it's to take you into something much better, much greater, much more sufficient than what you have right now. But where the devil trips people up is they be so scared they're going to lose something. Well, if you know that you're just a steward over everything of God's and that everything belongs to God, you'll be just like the scriptures say, wear everything like a loose-fitting garment. What can you lose when you don't own anything? When your spirit leaves this earth, in the manifestation of your spirit and your soul, it's going somewhere. But for sure, physical body gonna be left here to rot and decay on this earth. You can't take nothing with you. So when God says only what you do for Christ will last, only what you do for the devil will take you to hell and keep you in eternal damnation and eternal misery. Won't it be a shame to have suffered misery and discomfort here on this earth and die and have to suffer that for eternity? Can't you see yourself right now when you're 800, 900, 100 billion years old suffering? Because you didn't make it, because you didn't do it, because you didn't get it when your opportunity was available to you. You missed it. Who wants to go into eternity suffering? You done suffered enough on this earth. And Jesus already told you that the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. What part of that don't you understand? Why are you still holding on to junk from him? It ain't doing nothing but killing you, ripping you off, and destroying you. John 10:10 is what I'm talking about. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and they might have it abundantly. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have the goodness. Why? Because he is good. And everything he does leads to goodness on this earth and in the eternity to come. And listen to me. You ain't got to do it. God had other people do it for me. Because all I was trying to do is convey a message. What's the message, Erica? Jesus. Supernaturally through the manifestation of the Holy Ghost impregnating a virgin. He had an earthly stepfather and an earthly mother. But his father is God and was God and will always be God in heaven. Jesus came and preached repentance. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God's own Holy Spirit that Jesus said would comfort you when he left here. Jesus said he had to leave here so that you could have that indwelling God in you. Because as it was proclaimed before he had been out of his mother's womb for any length of time, he was Emmanuel, God with us. Then Jesus left his earthly parents, went out into this earth realm world, fully God and fully man, 3.5 years preached and proved his ministry with many infallible proofs. What were the proofs? Salvation, healing, deliverance, and restoration. When the appointed time and the day came, Jesus agonized to the point that he sweated blood. But his message was, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he went on to Calvary. Jesus suffered so that you don't have to suffer. Jesus died. Jesus, the richest person God had, so that you might be able to appropriate his riches. Jesus came so that he became what we are, so that we could become what he is. He died. He ascended back to the heavenly spiritual realm from whence he came. He prayed for you and me in John 17 that we might be one with him and the Father as he and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. Then he died, descended into hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan. He reversed the curse, redid the work, took back what was his all the time so that he could then transfer ownership to you and me. Then he rose up. But even when he descended in hell, the Bible says that in hell he came in, he brought light, the gates were open, and all those people who had died waiting were loosed and set free and were seen upon the earth walking around 40 days to teach to his disciples, a dead man walking, a dead man teaching, a dead man demonstrating himself on this earth now as the Son of God. And the Bible says he took his disciples out on a hill, kind of like he had done before when he allowed himself to be transfigured in front of them, when he allowed them to see his glory. Brothers and sisters, he couldn't allow but those that were the closest to him to see his glory. But on that day when he stood on that hill and he ascended back into heaven so that he could send his Holy Spirit, so that God's own glory, so that God's own gloriousness, brothers and sisters, could be manifested, could be revealed on this earth through you and I. And then it had already been ordained by God for the destiny of a Christ killer named Saul to get a revelation of Jesus so that you and I could know that we too have to know him by revelation, so that you and I would know that we too have to know him in the manifestation of a quickening spirit, bringing you and I goodness, the blessings, the treasures, as he reconciles us back to God. And then their distribution. I'm talking about the goodness, the treasures, the blessing distributed to us. They've always been there, but we had to appropriate them. We had to reach for them. We had to step towards them. And as we reach it, and as we're stepping, the Bible says God sent Jesus to bless us, turning us away from our sins, to bless us with showers of blessings. But we have a responsibility to do what? To teach all men, all women, all children everywhere about him, about God, about Jesus, his Holy Spirit, which comes to live in us in the manifestation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in the person of God Jesus, fully God, fully man. Whoever lives to pray for you and make intercession for you, whoever lives, brothers and sisters, whoever lives preparing you for that day when he's going to bust through the sky with 144,000 of those that have been called and faithful and true. I thank God for you. I thank God for all those people on that YouTube, all the people on those Facebooks that are helping me, whether they know it or not. I thank God for Shannon Davis and Omega Man Radio. And I thank God for you. My prayer for you is that you would thank God for yourself and be in expectation of God to bless you for what you have done, for his men and his women of God, of which I am one. If you don't look for it, if you don't reach for it, if you don't walk for it, if you don't go for it, it's going to go past you. Thank you for being with me this morning on this Blog Talk Radio. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. My sister reminded me, and I just can't think of it. I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she reminded me of something Dr. Martin Luther King said. Maybe God will give it to you. I thought it was so profound. Good morning, Tedline. It is a good morning. It's going to be a good morning for all of those that are in Christ Jesus. Blessings. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Jesus is yet alive.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.